A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is a Royfield Brown production. Find others on iTunes.
All right. Your Honor.
This is Dumpty Dum, sponsored by managers.
This is Dumpty Dum, the show about the reality docudrama that is centred in Ambridge in the heart of the Midlands. But this is one of them special ones where I speak to somebody who is either an actor on The Archers or who is a voice actor who likes The Archers. Who are you?
Marcus Bentley, or a.k.a. the voice of Big Brother, Dear 22 and all that jazz.
And you not only have this iconic voice, but you're a fan of all things Borsetshire.
Well, I have been. I'd listened occasionally over the years, but of course, like maybe a lot of people, I came in on that Helen and Rob story, which I know was it was controversial, but it sort of grabbed my attention, and I've listened. So maybe that was it 6 years ago? I can't even remember. 5 years ago. I've never missed an episode ever since. I just love it. I've not watched, not say soaps, on television since Brookside back in the 80s. I just haven't got time. But just like a good podcast, you can listen to it on the move and it's easy to invest. It's 13 minutes a day, whatever. And, you know, as an actor, I'm an actor originally, and I say it, well, I'm not even going to say it originally. I've started acting again, so which is good. But as an actor and a voice actor as well, I really appreciate some of the actors on there. Most of them, I really do, and not all of them, but, you know. And in my life as a voiceover guy, I've met three. I sort of worked with three members of The Archers. Mm. I can't remember their names. Is it Felicity who plays Ruth?
Yes.
And is it Emerald who plays one of the, what's she called?
Yes, Emerald plays
Emma Grundy.
Well done.
And there was a voiceover special. They had myself, Peter Dixon, who's the X Factor guy. Mm-hmm. They had John Briggs, who was the voice of The Weakest Link. They had Red Pepper, who's the movie trailer guy. He was my partner. They had Felicity and Emerald from The Archers. And they had somebody from Star Wars, I think. Was it Star Wars? No, it was from Doctor Who. Mm-hmm. Who played, not R2. Did it R2? Not R2. The little dog years ago in Doctor Who.
K-9.
Year 9. Somebody who played Sue in Sooty and Sweep. There you go. So I worked with them, and also, now I can't remember, I don't know this actor's name, but the guy who plays David Archer, me and him once presented an award together for a charity, and he was lovely. They all were lovely.
Timothy Bentinck, who's a proper member of the aristocracy.
Is he? Really?
Yeah, proper member of the aristocracy. He's like great-great-great-great-great-great-grandpappy, came over with King William and the Glorious Revolution from Holland, and then was given a peerage. Timothy Bentinck has actually sat in the House of Lords when there were still hereditary peers. There you go.
Well, there you go. I didn't know that. Now, what? Now, the thing with me with what, like, I don't like to see what they really look like, right? It spoils it for me.
You're not alone with that. You're not alone.
I've got them in my head what they look like, right? Mm-hmm. And they all look lovely. And Timothy, who plays David, I think he looks like who David is in my head. Although I did see him before I knew. I listen to the Archers. There's a couple of others that I think look like what they do in my head. Is the guy who plays Brian? I think in my head that's what
Charles Collingwood. Yeah,
and the rest of them I don't like to see. I don't like to see unless they're really famous.
I think it's fascinating. You're an actor, but you're known as being a voice actor.
Yeah,
that even you don't want to see the face behind the voice.
I don't want it. Like. Oh, Linda looks like Linda, doesn't she? She looks like Linda Schnell.
She does.
But I don't like seeing Susan.
Yeah. The actor who plays Susan, she's wonderful. She's quite glam in real life. You know? So, it does discombobulate you when you see her in the flesh. But let's go all the way back. So you've outed yourself as a relative Johnny come lately when it comes to the Archers. The Archers has been on the radio for some 71 years, and you're about 8 years in, so you're still wet behind the ears. You're still wet behind the ears.
And you do, as a relatively newcomer, you do get surprised by, like I got surprised by Roy's racism, sort of racist past last week, which was really like important to bring up, you know, because I guess I don't, you know, the character's been in for many years. I'm on one of the Facebook groups and there was a link and I looked up online, a little link to sort of the past, and you know, and that is, it's very important to sort of, you know, have a little look at that type of thing, especially if he saw uncomfortable truths, you know. So that was really interesting.
But this is fascinating. So you are a real. You have the zeal of a new convert. Then you are on Facebook groups and you're looking at links to go, you know, to dig deeper. You're not just listening to it now and that's it.
No, I mean, who's married to whom and things, and I've got all that, and it takes a while with all the different Archers, and I never. Really, like Home Farm and etc. Who's got what? And sometimes I find some of the stories are what a load of old tosh, right? Like Adam, for example, getting sacked or pushed for basically borrowing $5,000 from this massive farming business. Sorry, you're going to have to go or whatever. And it's just like, that's a stupid. Or indeed, Brian and Jennifer losing their home to go in a little rented cottage. Now, maybe I've got the wrong end of the stick, but they seem quite big concerns, some of these farms, you know, and a lot of money goes through it. I know it's a lot of expense, but, and you just think, come on.
All right, let's kind of focus in a little bit on where you intersect with the Archers. There's a really prominent character, Ruth, who is from the Northeast. I don't know the difference accent-wise between Teesside, Tideside. I just don't know the difference, right? So
these days, you have sort of like in a lot of areas, you have traditionally sort of accents from sort of say Newcastle, Sunderland, and that are sort of, that's what they are, stuck in the mud, that's what they are, definitive. But there's such a wash that goes through it these days with people who are pop people that are, of mix or that's traveled around the areas. But yeah, there are just, and
so when you listen to Ruth's accent, you don't go, she's definitely from, am I pronouncing it correctly, Prudhoe, or is she from Newcastle, or is she from somewhere else? You can't hear that. You just go, it's generic Northeast.
Sort of. But I know, because I've met her as an actress, is that that's not her actual voice.
Ah.
It's like when I do Big Brother or whatever, I'm not going, dear one, and Marcus is doing da-da-da. You know, it's a performance as such. Yeah, I just think she's from. She's. I don't know where she's from.
I know her mom was supposed to be from. Or was that? Am I pronouncing it correctly? Prudhoe.
I'm not even sure where Prudhoe is. I imagine
it's to the west of Newcastle, but I know it's a bit leafy.
I mean, there's tons of these little places, isn't there? You know,
all right. Prudhoe. Well, listen, you are this kind of glue that is essential if there is a program called Big Brother in the UK. Your voice is utterly iconic and essential. Without your voice, it's not Big Brother, right?
No, I agree. Sometimes I go, you know, because it looks very much like, according to the media at the moment, and I really haven't got any information, personal information, but this very day, Broadcast Magazine have got an article that Big Brother they're heavily in talks, ITV, and it looks like it's coming back. And of course, I'm immediately get asked, oh, I can't be the same without you. And I humbly go, do you know, oh, that's nice, but they can always change their mind or whatever. But I do it. It's like sort of, I was saying the other day, so I was having a conversation the other day about Ryland. Ryland is desperate to do it. Now, I can't imagine ITV not giving Ryland a job on Big Brother in some capacity, right? It was without question he should be doing it, in my opinion, and a lot of the fans. And that's, I thought, do you know what? That's where I am as well, really. So it's the music of the show.
Absolutely.
It's part of what you're going to have. Like, you're not going to have the Big Brother theme tune. You're going to have la 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 la. Well, yeah, that's the Archers. But the Archers without did.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the Archers. So here's a question for you, and I'll pose this as a bit of a statement. But in hindsight, you voicing the Big Brothers was a real breakthrough for regional accents, wasn't it? On such a high profile event based show.
Yeah, because what would happen these days, right? I was talking to my friend this morning, right? I mean, what happened was that this show was coming on. Now imagine we haven't heard of Big Brother. There's a studio getting built. There's a house getting built in Three Mill Studios in the East End of London, and Dutch Mail, what they're calling those days, Endemol, let's say the Endemol, are making this show. It's been a big success in Holland, whatever. Oh, that's interesting. A fly in the wall, documentary type of thing. The housemates put in the house every day for 9 weeks and the film 24/7, et cetera, et cetera. So, that's cool, whatever. All of a sudden, the behind the scenes, they're looking for somebody to narrate the match, you know. So they go to the thing about famous people. Now, the show's on for 9 weeks, right? They need somebody to come in every single day for 9 weeks and narrate it. And, of course, it's not famous. It's, you know, it could bomb. It could just be, that was nice, whatever. I imagine what they're going to do. They're going to get Sean Bean to come in every week, every day. I mean, those early days, I was hanging around for 14 hours a day waiting for the voiceover,
wow.
You know, because they were, it was complicated, you know. And so they're looking for whatever, the voices out there. So, and then they go to all the top voiceover agencies now. And I just started with the top voiceover agent at the time, just accidentally. I started with them and started getting work. And all our sort of demo reels were on cassettes in those days. They weren't even on CD. They weren't digital. They were on cassettes, and they asked for all the top voiceover agencies, and I guess there weren't that many of them. It was probably 60 agencies to send over all their regional types, and then all of a sudden, my agent rings me up and goes, "Hey, this company that are doing Big Brother really like your voice and other voices, whatever. Could you just read this sort of?" You know, bit of script out. It's typical Big Brother fare. And so I recorded it and sent it through the post to, you know, on my little main display. I sent the main post and forgot all about it. And then my agent rang me and goes, I've got some good news and bad news. And there was no bad news, really. It was like, basically, what it was, I lived in London, but I just with my family were really young at the time, you know, babies, and we'd sort of moved up to the northeast to rent up the northeast to sort of set up a new life for ourselves. And she said to me, "Do you want the good news and the bad news? The bad news is the good news is you've got the job, but the bad news is it's for 9 weeks every single day." So after, well, it was great because I was getting 9 weeks as an actor and a voiceover, getting 9 weeks solid work every single day was absolutely brilliant. So we just ended up moving back to London, and it just took off. It just went bang straight away. And sorry, Royfer, I can't remember your question of what I've done so much.
It's certainly fine. You told us how you got the job. But the question was, you've helped herald in an era where on broadcast TV, you didn't need to have an RP or a neutral accent.
Yeah, within reason, yeah. I mean, it's 22 years ago now, isn't it? 22 years ago. I mean, it was not like 1950s, but for that type of thing, I was lucky that it was for Channel 4. I was lucky that it was a show that was going to be, it was a really long show for 9 weeks and that thing. And yeah, and I was lucky that they put chickens in there because the Channel 4 commissioning editor, lovely, I said the word chickens. Like, Ruth's milking the chickens,
She's very skilled that she's milking chickens, Marcus.
Yeah.
But you've got to be able, after doing Big Brother for off and on for 22 years, when the producers say, "Oh, Marcus, this is how much we're going to pay you, you know, for doing it this season," surely you put another zero on the end, don't you? Because without you, it's not Big Brother.
Yeah, I've got a really good agent at the moment. I've just changed this year. But I had an agent at the time going around about Big Brother 3 and 4. Well, she got me this job. I did this job, but it was for Nintendo, and I got silly money to do it. It was a launch of their new games and whatever. Well, she's really is sort of asking for too much money here, but you know, because your agent can ask for too much money, and you'll go, "No, thanks." You know, I'd rather work than not work. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'd rather £100 than, you know, miss out on, because she asked for £500, mm-hmm. whatever, you know. Anyway, she was doing a lot of this, and it was making me nervous. And she said, "Next year, ask them to double your money at Big Brother." I thought, no way. I thought, I'm going. Too much. And there was other reasons why I left as well. But yeah, you can be too. The thing is, right, if and when it comes back this time, what they'll do is this is what production companies do invariably. They'll come back and they'll go, "Right, it's coming back, this and that." And all the thing is, right, these are different days. We've really had to sort of cut. We haven't got the budget, you know, because Big Brother is very expensive to make. So it's got, you know, it started off with about 800 people working on it, and it went down to 400 people every day working on it, right? And then they'll go, "We're all having to make cutbacks and what have you." That's what I imagine they'll start, and and these are different days. You just think of the big squeeze are on us all at the moment. There'll be a going rate, but I will hopefully be able to look at my last contract and say, "Well, you can't offer me less than that, can you?" Yes.
Just imagine I'm going to make you the producer of Big Brother in Ambridge, right? Who would host the show? And then let's give us four Ambridgeites who would be fantastic Big Brother inmates.
Oh, it's easy. The producer, host, rather, the presenter. Well, that's the difficult one. Well, I'll have a quick think. Now, a lot of people say Linda, because she puts on these big shows, but is she? So, yeah, she is quite theatrical.
Oh, how about Kenton? Kenton likes a mic, doesn't he? He loves a mic.
Yeah.
He's always doing, the Village Fete is our Kenton. A bit cheesy, but...
Yeah, not a bad shout. No, it's not a bad shout, actually, you know. But putting the housemates in, you'd vary it up.
Susan, yeah.
You've got to put Eddie in.
Mm-hmm.
And, Kate, without a doubt. Kate, first out. Kate's one of my favourite characters, but she's a nightmare. Doesn't mean I like she's my one of my favourites because, wow, wow. And we need some young'uns in there. So a recent addition, Chelsea. Yep. And I then put Ben in and Beth.
I like that.
Because everyone loved them and they get together. Ben would win. Eddie would be funny. And, Lindy, you could persuade Linda to go in. That would be like, you know, she would be second out.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I don't know, because actually... What Linda displays, like, yes, she's a bit of a bossy boots and whatever, but she can be a big mother. She's actually quite caring, and she can be a confidant as well. You know, she could, you know, when there are disputes, you could see Linda, number one, playing Kofi Annan. You know, she's in the middle, so, you know, but then taking someone to her bosom, so to speak, and, you know, they're there, and, you know, a nice little talk to one side, going to the other person. I don't know, Linda could actually be a dark horse for winning.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. It's
current storylines. So you mentioned Chelsea, Beth, and Ben. So you're obviously down with the new intake, the younger actors.
Like the new intake. I'm on one Facebook group, right? And they bemoan, about the storylines, which, you know, and this and that all the time, you know, and anyway. That's their prerogative. And I love Ben and Beth. I think it's a lovely, they come over so lovely characters. It's nice, not just, you know, decent people. I love Vince as well. He's come a long way since this bloke who was like sort of ripping everybody off with the abattoir prices.
Absolutely. I love a bit of Vince. Many people have said that he's a new Jack Woolley, who's a character from way back, who's Peggy's husband,
yeah,
a second husband. But also, I think we've had a real influx of regional accents with this new intake, haven't we? With these Brummy West Midland accents. And I, for one, applaud that.
Now, we were talking about accents before, right? This is the thing that I don't understand, and maybe you could explain to me, is now I live in Bristol, where everyone's got that ooh-ah-ah-ah a little bit around here, you know, ooh-ah-ah-ah. And so these people have as well, like, yeah, they have, haven't they? They've got, some of them have got ooh-ah-ah-ah. Some of them have got Birmingham, like Susan, yeah. I would think was particularly accurate. But then you've got Fallon, who sounds to me like she's from Bristol. But I don't know. This is what these people like.
Borsetshire is supposed to be south of Birmingham. And there's a place called Ink Barrow, which is kind of where the Archers is kind of supposed to be modelled on, which is in Worcestershire. And Worcestershire, North Worcestershire, you got Bromsgrove, and they sound like Brummies. By the time you get to South Worcestershire, they don't sound like Brummies.
No.
And I think the Archers have just paid hard and fast with geography and accents, you know. So as you travel down the M5, as soon as you're outside of Brum, the accent does change and it gets wire. You know, it does. Though it's not as hardcore as it's softer, but it is there. And then also, of course, you got the class divide there as well. So people, you know, your Bryans and your Shulas, et cetera, are going to have that more RP, you know, received pronunciation accent as opposed to the working class. So there's a class divide and then there's geography, but they've played hard and fast with it. They make it up. But I think they're becoming sensitive to it. Hence, the cases have come in and it's geographically specific. It's a case of these are Brummies and they sound like they're from the west of the Midlands.
Yeah. Fair enough. That answers my question to you.
Any other questions I can help you out with, Marcus?
Yeah, I mean, just like, I understand why you've got, you know, I mean, I don't understand why we up until 2 weeks ago, we suddenly went down to four, was it four mm-hmm. episodes a week or five episodes? We lost like another, we lost Friday's episode. I think, what a load of all rubbish that was. That was terrible.
Marcus Bentley, you are speaking like a real fan. You know, I'm loving this. I thought you were going to be part of the Insiders Actors Union, but no, you are definitely one of us.
Yeah, well, I've got a bit of butterfly blade. Do you know what? I have a little dream that I'll get a little call to do something one day on the Archers, right? Because I'm a big fan, as I say. And I got this is a couple of years ago. Somebody on LinkedIn messaged me and said, and he was a writer. He said, I write the Archers. I thought, oh, get in, great. But he wanted something from me, right? He had written a musical. Now, do you know what? I'm trying to remember now. It may very well have been a Big Brother musical or something similar. And he wanted a connection. He wanted me to sort of introduce him, and I did. I give him someone's email address from Endemol so he could, like, introduce himself and show them his product. You know, cheeky, I said, pro quo. I said, I'm an actor, you know, and so, you know, surely gives a part. He's cheeky, but, like,
I don't think that's cheeky.
Do you know what? He didn't even reply. Didn't say, kiss my ass or anything.
Mr. Bentley, I'm horrified that he was that untransactional. He asked you for some information. You provided it. The least he could have done. The Archers, there's a real tradition in the Archers of having well-known actors, well-known celebrities, actually to open the Village Fete. Pet Shop Boys have been on it. Princess Margaret's been on it. There's no reason why they can't get you, you know, the face of Big Brother.
Last year, Jackie Weaver.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know what? I, for one, I'm going to petition who I can petition and get you on, Marcus Bentley. And I've got to say to you, you've been a real pleasure and a joy to speak to. Little did I know that you're a fan of the Archers. And that only came about because you did a voiceover for me.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, it is. And because my wife don't listen to it. I've got nobody to talk about. So that's why, you know, you go, oh, my God. You know, at times, let's face it, it can be a little dull, right? And if it gets a little sensational, the fans go, oh, God, this is getting a bit too much, you know. Where's the farming interest? And which you need. You need a bit of that. Let's face it. That's what it's sort of about. But it's like this. They don't quite like the Alice alcohol story a little bit. Bit sensational, but my goodness, you need these things, don't you? You need drama, you do. You know, and things have been a little bit, you know, since Alice's sort of things, alcoholism story has been put on the back burner. And I can't understand, really, you know. I mean, they've got, there's a long history and that I sometimes have to delve in and go, oh, right, he's, yeah, money-wise. But this Chris has got his own business, right? Alice has got these shares and... What? It's just like, I couldn't be after him. Oh, yeah, he deserves, like, half of her share of that business. No, he doesn't.
Yeah. Now, Mr. Bentley, you're going from drama into the equity or not of dissolving marriages, which is another thing. But, Marcus Bentley, we need to thank you for coming on to this very special Dum-de-dum and for proving that you are not only a celebrity, but more importantly than that, a fan. You are a celebrity fan of our beloved docudrama. So thank you for coming on. What are you working on at the moment? Just quickly give us a little plug for whatever you're working on at the moment.
I'm just about to do a voiceover for Brian Dowling, who's a Big Brother winner and presenter. He's got a podcast on grief. And I'm just in negotiations to, as an actor, in October, I'm just, it's basically sorted out. I'm appearing, what they call, off the West End in a production, The Last Conference is called. So I'm going to be I'm in a play all of October. So I'm just sorting all out. So I'm doing lots of little voiceovers on the side.
You're
so,
busy.
Yeah,
you're keeping quite busy. Marcus yeah. Bentley, thank you for coming on to Dumpty Dumpster.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.